we're wondering what will become of the estimated 16,000 Americans stuck in Sudan, where for more than a week, rival generals have been fighting for control. All U.S. government personnel were airlifted out by helicopter over the weekend. But this morning on ABC, John Kirby, the chief spokesperson for the National Security Council, said there are no plans right now to evacuate the remaining Americans.
Right now, it's not very safe to try to run some larger evacuation either out of a nearby airbase or even just through rotary lift like we did the other night because the fighting is so intense. The safest thing for Americans to do, those who have decided to stay in Sudan despite the warnings to leave, is to shelter in place and to not move around too much of the city of Khartoum.
Well, J.C. Bonnell Ahmed is listening in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And J.C., your husband, Mohammed, is one of those Americans. He went back to Sudan a few weeks ago for his father's funeral. Tell us more.
He actually hadn't been back in 13 years since he moved to America. His father died on April 4th, and so he had to go. And there weren't any warnings about not going. Everything was fine. He contacted me on April 15th, and war had broken out.
Yeah. This took everybody by surprise.
Yeah.
So were you, before he went, were you even remotely aware that this might happen?
No. I mean, Sudan is always, they're definitely no strangers to conflict. But at the time, if we had thought that there was anything that might happen, he would not have gone. I mean, he hasn't gone back before because we're always concerned. But when you're Sudanese and someone dies or someone's getting married, you're supposed to go.
Yeah. Now, we understand your husband is across the river from Khartoum, about 11 miles away. But in these intermittent conversations you've been able to have, are he and others aware? Can they see or hear what's going on in Khartoum? Can they see or hear this deadly battle between the generals?
Yes. He told me yesterday when I spoke to him, something happened that morning. He wasn't sure what, but it shook the entire house and blew open all their doors. So they're definitely not right in it, but they are adjacent to it. I can hear gunfire often over the phone in the background. I've heard F-16s flying over. It's terrifying.
It sounds it. Some comfort there. I mean, I understand that there's a large Sudanese community there. Are you, in touch with them? And are there other people also on the phone with loved ones?
I'm in touch with some of the Sudanese community, some of his friends that are here that have family there, and they're trying to help me figure out a few things. I'm trying to help them get connected to the State Department, as I have. That community didn't really know a whole lot of what to do. I have an amazing support group. I have been sharing everything on Facebook. Close friends that I've always known, family, have been amazing. It has just been an outpouring of support. It is amazing. I don't know what I would do without all of this support.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
But what do you want? I mean, we heard John Kirby say, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and there's 16,000 Americans in addition to your husband. It's a dangerous idea to bring them out. Do you want the U.S. to try anyway? Do you want your husband just to lay low? What do you want?
I want my husband home, and he is trying to get to Egypt by bus. That's becoming tricky because they keep raising the prices of the tickets, and getting money to people in Sudan is pretty much impossible due to the internet being so spotty.
And you've been trying to get him money to get that bus.
Yes, because he had money with him, but it wasn't enough. A ticket typically from Omdurman to Aswan, Egypt, would be about $150 to $250. They told him $2,000 yesterday, and someone else just told me they upped it to $3,000. And that's just to Aswan. Then he has to get from Aswan to Cairo, and I'm sure pretty soon the airlines are going to, gas is expensive, I get it, but it's exploitive. And it's one of the only safe ways to get out of the country right now. Mm. Overall, I would like, and it's a big ask. And I'm sure I'm not anyone to get any big favors. But I wish that our military was in the business of saving people, especially its own citizens. These people, most of them are probably Sudanese American. But, they are hardworking people. They have gone through a lot to get here in the first place. They pay their taxes, they do the work, and they deserve to be brought home.
Tesi Bounel Ahmed, her husband Mohammed, is stuck in Sudan. He went there for his father's funeral and now is stuck. JC waiting at home in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We just wish you the best.
Thank you so much.